Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's going on? Mark Owens. Thanks for checking out the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. Hope you are having a great week. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco6262. And you might have found this link through our College Football Thursday account, but if not, we also here at 92.9 The Game, myself, Tony Schiavone, Randy McMichael, we host a College Football Thursday show in the college football season. It'll be back in a couple of months, but if you want to give us a follow, we keep it up to date throughout the off season as well with news and notes and more or less just snarky comments. But feel free to give us a follow there at CFB929. At CFB929 is where you can find us on Twitter for the College Football Thursday account. All right, let's get to it. Some news and notes across the SEC, and ESPN released Georgia's chances in 2017. Now, they predict that the Dogs are going to fall to Notre Dame, Tennessee, and Auburn, also giving us a 52% chance of beating Florida and Jacksonville. They also give the Bulldogs, this one's fun, they give the Bulldogs a 10% chance of winning the conference in its entirety, and a, not 2%, but a 0.02% chance of winning out. So 10% chance of winning the SEC, and a 0.2% of a chance of winning out. That's less than 1% chance of going undefeated this season. Well, you know, I kind of agree with them on that one. I mean, I think Georgia is still cliche, still rebuilding a little bit. I still think Kirby is getting the program where he wants it to be, but I think we do have a little bit better than a 0.2% chance of having a good season. Looking at that, you know, I think for Notre Dame is all, they're kind of like Tennessee, where every year Notre Dame's going to be the best team in the country. Now, granted, Tennessee did beat us. But every year you go into the football season, Notre Dame, this is their year, and the pageantry and the history behind Notre Dame, and they're going to do great things. They end up with a seven and five season, or they, you know, don't really kind of live up to the expectations. I think when Georgia goes to South Bend, I think the biggest advantage that they're going to have is the home field advantage. I think some Georgia players who grew up watching college football are going to kind of be in awe to play under football Jesus. So I think that's the best aspect. Now, again, it's still early. I mean, hell, it's May. We still got a lot of research to do leading into that game. But as of right now, I think Georgia falling to Notre Dame is a bit of a reach. I think Auburn's going to be a good team this year. I think Georgia is going to be in Knoxville for the Tennessee game. I think that'll be a great team. Still kind of curious about their quarterback. But again, I do 100% believe in the home field advantage. But 52% chance of beating Florida. That's a team. That's a game that you really, of course, you want to win it every year. But this is this is big for Kirby. Kirby really needs to beat Florida this year to really kind of shut up some critics. We had the discussion earlier this week. What would you rather do? Would you rather lose to Notre Dame, to Tennessee, and to Auburn, or would you rather beat Florida but lose to those three teams? So lose to Notre Dame, lose to Tennessee, lose to Auburn, but you beat Florida. And I said, no, you know, if I'd rather beat Notre Dame, Tennessee, and Auburn and lose to Florida, because losing to Florida doesn't kill your season. It doesn't help. But if you lose to Tennessee and Auburn, there's no chance. I mean, you lose to all three of those. You lose to an East team, a West team, and an out-of-conference team. Your chances of making a good postseason run are very slim. So out of all those, yeah, I'd rather lose to Florida but beat the SEC East, West, and Notre Dame. All right, let's move on. Saturday Down South broke down some of Georgia's biggest strengths and biggest weaknesses going into 2017. I agree and disagree with some of this. Biggest strength, and I do agree with this, the running backs. It's the deepest backfield that Georgia has had in recent memory, and this is all coming from SDS. The return of Chubb, the return of Sonny Michel for their senior season immediately made the running back, the Bulldogs running back team, the best part, the best element of the entire team. You combine that with Herrien, Elijah Holyfield, and DeAndre Swift. Our running backs are in pretty good shape as long as everybody stays healthy. Linebackers are a big strength. Roquan Smith, Natrez Patrick, alongside Lorenzo Carter and Davin Bellamy, tied for team lead with 5 sacks last year. Secondary, big strength, according to Saturday Down South. They didn't allow more than 189 passing yards to any team in their final seven games in 2016, plus the return of veteran safety Dominic Sanders. I agree with that. Now, weakness, I agree here. Offensive line. In an already much talked about struggle last season, the starters surrendered 5 sacks in the G-Day game. Okay, well, that's not fair. You can't sit there and you can't put too much stock into the damn G-Day game. God, I'm so sick of that. After the G-Day game, everybody already calling for Fromm to be the new starting quarterback. Everybody, I mean, you're looking at the O-line where they give up 5 sacks. And it's a glorified practice, by God. But Smart did say that he won't make any changes to the O-line until closer to game number 1. And Saturday Down South also says our big problem, which is, I agree and disagree, our special teams. Rodrigo Blankenship remedied Georgia's place-kicking woes last season, but he struggled to consistently put the ball in the end zone and on kickoffs. And this is where I do agree. The human joystick, Isaiah McKenzie, losing him, that is going to hurt. That's all from Saturday Down South. Big news last week is ESPN laid off over 100 employees in a cost-cutting move. But the one name that got paid more in a contract extension with former Florida quarterback and Georgia foe Tim Tebow. He'll continue his work with the SEC Nation. Now, it won't affect his minor league baseball career either. He currently plays for the Mets' single-A affiliate, the South Carolina Fireflies. No word on how much he is making at ESPN. You know, as a Georgia fan, I hated Tim Tebow. I hated when he played for the Gators. I hated that he kept beating the Gators kept beating us with Tim Tebow as quarterback. I hated that he came back for a senior season. I wanted him to go away. Ever since then, I've become a Tim Tebow fan. Now, people argue with me and say, oh, you should always hate a Gator. You should always hate Tim Tebow. He ruined your season how many years? Correct. As a Gator, I hate Tim Tebow. But as a human being, as someone who continues to chase his dreams, I've got nothing but all the respect in the world for the guy because he does not give up. He wanted to play football. He busted his ass. He played football in the NFL. Did he live up to the hype? No, of course not. So now he wants to play baseball, and he's in a single A division. Single A. For our single A division for the Atlanta Braves are the Rome Braves. All right. He could easily say, I'm Tim Tebow. I'm better than single A. I should at least be in triple A, or I should at least be with a major league team traveling around, if not playing. I'm Tim Tebow. But he says, nope, I'm going to go and I'm going to continue to fight. And I'm going to continue to work hard and move my way up single A, double A, triple A, maybe get called up to the bigs one day eventually. So that's why I have a lot of respect for Tim Tebow. And then it comes to his TV career. Now, SEC Nation loves him. I mean, as soon as he signed on, and if you don't know, SEC Nation is on the SEC Network on Saturday mornings. It's kind of like their version of game day, and they just go around to big football games in the South, just SEC schools. And he's at the desk with Booger there and Feinbaum and Tessitore. Is he still Maria Taylor is the new host of it. So anyway, and it's a good show. It's all right. I mean, they're trying too hard to be like game day. They need to kind of find their own niche, but it's not bad. It's pretty cool. But as soon as Tim Tebow said, or they signed him to be part of SEC Nation, they immediately wrapped the SEC Nation bus with his face on it. So they want him and they need him. And he's not a bad commentator. I think he's a little soft. And by soft, I mean, I don't think he's as edgy as he needs to be, but you know, ESPN doesn't want him. They don't need him for the edginess. They need him for the namesake, for people to tune in to watch Tim Tebow talk about SEC football. So, you know, good for him. And they're still giving him the chance. ESPN saying, look, if you want to go continue to play baseball, go do it. You know, just give us Saturday mornings for a couple of hours. And, you know, they're going to fly him around anywhere. By God, he's Tim Tebow. A couple of weeks ago, the Rome Braves hosted the Fireflies, and Tim Tebow was there. And I talked to Jim Jones, who is the GM of the Rome Braves, and said, how's it going? How is it with Tim Tebow? And he said, I've never seen it sold out, a Rome Braves game sold out on a Monday or a Tuesday. He said, it's pure insanity. And then I think their Wednesday game was like a 10:30 a.m. day game. It was like an elementary school day game where they invite all the local schools out. You can do this in the minor leagues. And the story coming from that game is that a special needs group sang the national anthem. And as soon as they were done, Tim Tebow went out there and shook all their hands and gave them hugs and signed autographs. Would you expect anything less from Tebow? So if you're the minor league team, if you're the Fireflies, he's the best marketing gimmick you could have because he's helping to sell out stadiums all over the minor league. So again, Tim Tebow, you do you. I got no problem with it. continue to fight and live your dream, and you're going to find your niche. And if baseball doesn't work out, you can fall back on, you know, a commentating. If that doesn't work out, go play lacrosse. And if that doesn't work out, go play basketball. He's going to continue to fight to do what he wants to do. So for Tim Tebow, I got no problem with it. All right, thanks so much for listening. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco6262. And, of course, our College Football Thursday account at CFB929. Hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.